Just kind of curious, Steve, if Bruton had been available earlier on, would you have used it earlier in this case with the rituximab or instead of the rituximab?
Yeah, that's a great question, Neil. And I think our thinking on how we manage these patients is being challenged. I mean, traditionally, we've opted to do the least amount of harm to them, by using rituximab as monotherapy, which is typified in this case, but it actually seldom makes things better. You'll see a modest reduction in the IgM. Sometimes you'll see a flare that makes things worse. So this is not the ideal way to treat these patients. And I think, when we look at, our options, either a bendamustine plus rituximab option where you maybe give a few cycles of bendamustine makes sense to treat these patients, or, use ibrutinib. And one of the reasons why the latter may be the better option is this isn't just about getting the IgM down now. It's keeping it down for the longest period of time because every molecule of IgM in these cases will continue to destroy the myelin sheath. So, it's a long-term effort here to get rid of this IgM.
So, Thanos, I don't know whether there are any regulatory constraints on what you do in this regard, but what is your first-line therapy nowadays, and where does BTK inhibition fit in?
Well, I think it is a great benefit that we have the possibility to use ibrutinib either in the salvage setting or in the frontline setting. And I believe one factor that may have a significant influence in the decision to start or not, or to give or not ibrutinib, is the fact that ibrutinib, as other BTK inhibitors, has to be given continuously because we know that when you interrupt treatment, within a few days, you start seeing an increase of IgM. So it is always a challenge to decide in a disease that has a median survival which exceeds 10 or 15 years after the start of treatment, whether you will administer to the patient a treatment for many, many years, or you will apply combinations that will allow the patient to have treatment-free intervals. I believe that combination therapy that will involve a BTK inhibitor with another agent, rituximab, or even with a proteasome inhibitor or other biological therapies in the future may give us the opportunity to take advantage of the great potential of BTK inhibitors, but also to be able to administer therapy for a fixed period of time.